Hey, Anne. We thought you'd be in the park today. It's Saturday, after all. What you reading? Romeo and Juliet?
Again?
Yes, it's my favorite. You know that. And it's getting cold outside, so I thought I'd read in here.
I get it. There's something about this place that just makes me feel warm inside.
Is it the drinks? I hear they make them warm here.
Yeah.
Like, when you order a hot chocolate, they're not lying about the hot part. 5 out of 5. Would recommend.
Ooh. Tough crowd.
It's more than just the hot chocolate.
Let me guess. It has something to do with the woman who makes the hot chocolate.
She's just so... I mean, you know, she's just...
Everyone shut the fuck up, she's coming this way!
We weren't even talking!
Shh. Act natural.
I am.
Arthur!
Hi, Winnie.
Oh. Hi, Anthony. I didn't see you there.
Oh, really? That's so funny! Because I've, like, been here the whole time.
Oh, well, I guess you blend in.
No, I don't. You made my drink.
I have to make everyone's drinks today because my idiot brother took the day off. He knows Saturday is the busiest day of the week.
Ugh, I hate him so much. That sounds like he sucks, dude.
Yeah, thanks, he does. But I'm stuck with him. But speaking of Sawyer, I've been meaning to ask you something, Arthur.
Oh, cool. I love questions about me.
You love talking about yourself.
Lynn, Winnie's talking. Be polite, okay? Go on, Winnie.
Well, Sawyer and I were thinking of doing an open mic kind of thing some nights here, and I told him about you, not in a weird way, but, well, I told him you play guitar.
I play what? I mean, yes, I play guitar. Why else would I carry a guitar all the time?
Right. We were wondering if you would come by and play for the customers sometime. We really want to get some live music in here. We have that piano by the window, so maybe we could even get you some accompaniment. What do you think?
I play guitar.
Great. I'll let you know the details later. Bye.
Bye. Bye, Winnie. She's so perfect.
You say that about literally everyone you have a crush on, which is a lot of people.
Okay, yeah, and, okay, yeah, I know I've been wrong before, okay, but this time I really feel it. There's something special about this place, you know? It's like, I'm gonna find her here. Maybe I've already found her.
I'm not gonna tell you you're wrong. I'm just gonna tell you to be careful, okay?
I know, but I have a good feeling about this.
Arthur, you don't play guitar.
I know!
You don't even have a guitar.
I know, Lynn!
So what are you gonna do?
The only thing we can do. We have to fake my death.
Oh, smart. I bet all the knights would love to help set that up. We'd love to make a scene.
Oh, I know.
I can't believe you told a little boy to meet 3 robbers in the park at midnight.
Okay, he's 17, and we're not robbers.
He doesn't know that. At this point, I'd be surprised if he even shows up. We didn't do a good job of making ourselves seem approachable.
Oh, he'll come. I guarantee it. I just can't believe you told him to meet us in a park at midnight. You could have said McDonald's at a reasonable time.
Yeah, if we're trying to convince him we're not criminals, this isn't helping.
Wait, stop. We have to be on the same page when it comes to this kind of stuff. Right, Elliot?
Right.
Right.
Well, I'm glad to see you guys worked out your issues while I was gone. The sexual tension is still there, though.
Excuse what? You?
It's just my observation.
Well, it's none of your business. So shut up.
Arthur is right. Let's just focus on Anthony.
Fine. Why did you tell him to meet us anyway? I already got his computer. He's safe from anyone spying on him.
Except for you.
Right. Except for me. Isn't that what we came here for? We could be out of state by now.
It just doesn't feel right. Lynn, you said every single person on that list was being watched, right?
Everyone in these locations with these descriptions were all hacked by the same force. Well, other than me.
And they didn't do anything? No bank info, no social security numbers were taken?
No, they were just being watched.
See, that's weird, right? Why is someone specifically watching the Knights? And how do we know this will stop them? They already know the locations. What if they're not just watching them online? What if they're literally being watched in real life? Are we just going to leave Anthony behind when there is a possibility that an evil witch will kidnap him from his bed?
Oh my god. Are we responsible for him now?
I'm his king. I'm responsible for him. You all have done your part. But I would really appreciate any help I could get. I think we have to tell him he's a knight.
I'm in. I'm always on your side.
Hell yeah. Most loyal knight. Up top. But seriously, never fuck my wife again.
Yeah, sorry.
Okay. I got in trouble earlier because I wanted to get the whole reincarnated Knight of the Round Table thing out of the way. So you two can eat my entire ass.
We can go about it in a gentler way than waving a broadsword at him, Lynn.
I'll believe it when I see it.
Lynn, you can't solve everything with crime.
I can sure as hell try. Anyway, there's Anthony. Here's your chance.
Hey?
Anthony, you actually showed up.
Yeah. Did she just say reincarnated Knight of the Round Table?
Oh, nice one, Lynn.
We didn't think you'd come.
Yeah, well, I wasn't going to, but then I realized you guys stole my phone, so...
What? No, we didn't.
Yeah, we did. I told you he'd come. Here, catch.
Thanks.
You stole his phone?
Lynn, no more crime. Unless absolutely necessary.
Wow. You guys are seriously fucked up.
Yeah. Pretty brave of you to come confront a bunch of criminals in the park at midnight, though. I'm impressed.
Well, I haven't had many run-ins with criminals, but I've seen enough movies to know you guys aren't a real threat.
You want to make a fucking bet, Noodle Boy?
Jesus Christ. Elliot, please take Lynn to McDonald's or something. Okay, get her a Happy Meal. I'll talk to him.
Yeah. Let's go, Lynn.
Hey, you forgot your sword.
No!
My love potion! You fight fiercely for your lady.
Princess, I hope you know what you're doing. Your bravery does carry on a serious social story. Be careful your affairs and purpose on.
Love potions are unpredictable and impossible to break.
I would follow you anywhere. Come back to me safe and distant. I would fight by your side, my love. I would love you in every lifetime.
Isolde.
Friday Night Fights.
Here you go, Anthony. There's nothing in the world more comforting than a motel hot chocolate.
Okay, honestly, we did not intend for it to go like that.
We really wanted the reveal to go smoother, but we're kinda new at this. Lynn, is there anything you want to say to him?
No.
Lynn?
Fine. Sorry for dumping this on you so fast, I guess.
Nice.
I knew it.
Wait, what?
What do you mean you knew? How could you know?
I don't mean the whole King Arthur thing. That's... well, we'll get to that. I mean, her.
Who?
Lynn?
Me?
No! Isolt.
Isolt? You're Sir Tristan, aren't you?
Yeah, I think I am.
Hey, you're not alone. I'm Arthur. I mean, my name is actually Arthur, yes, but I'm also Arthur. King Arthur?
You're wrong.
I'm pretty sure that I am
alone.
Oh.
There's always been a piece of me that was missing, and now I know it was her.
Things are still kind of fuzzy in my head, too. Who's Isolt?
How could you forget? You only talked about her every day.
She is the love of my life. And now I don't know where she is, or her name. I don't even know if she's alive.
Yeah, that didn't actually answer my question.
Oh my god, you really need to hold Excalibur more. Isolt was the princess Anthony stole from King Mark.
Stole is a strong word.
They were always sucking face. It was disgusting.
My heart hurts. It's always hurt, but I've ignored it. Now I don't think I can anymore.
We came back, didn't we? There are others like us. Maybe she's out there too.
I have to find her.
You mean now?
Yes, now. If she's out there and she's feeling the same heartache I am, I just need to find her as soon as possible.
But it's past midnight. She might be on the other side of the country for all we know.
Then what do you know, Arthur?
I know that you're a knight of the Round Table. You're my knight. You're part of a brotherhood of people who fight for good. You've proven that to me before. But you're also a human. Lynn said you were 17, so you must still be in high school, right?
Yes.
This is life-changing. Believe me, I know. But you're not just a knight anymore. We're not here to change who you want to be. You may remember being Tristan, and all the baggage that comes with that. But you're Anthony now. You can't drop everything for her. Not this time. If you want to find her, you're going to need help.
So what do I do?
I'm not exactly sure.
We have a list.
Right. We do. We can find some of you. If you belong together, well, who's to say she's not on this list? We have a starting point, at the very least.
How?
Lynn's Merlin.
Saw, dude.
Right. I'm coming with you.
No. You have a life here. At least finish high school. If we don't find her on our own by then, you can come.
If you were anyone else, I wouldn't listen.
I know, but I am me. And you know I'm right.
Promise me you'll find her.
I promise we'll fix the mistakes we made last time. Do you believe in me?
Of course I do, Arthur. I always have.
Friday Night Fights. Did you get Anthony home safe?
He made me promise to take him to breakfast tomorrow morning so that we could let the Beyblades rip.
What?
You know, talk.
Oh. Well, that's good. Could you bring me back some French toast? And maybe something for Lynn, too. I'd ask her what she wants, but I don't want to risk waking her up and experiencing that wrath.
You're welcome to come with us if you want.
No, I think he needs to talk to you alone.
Why? You and Lynn know more than me about all of this.
Lynn and I aren't King Arthur.
Does that matter?
I heard what you said to him tonight. You were incredibly well-spoken.
Really?
You sounded Well, Arthur, you sounded like a very confident and kind leader. You were amazing.
I just told him the truth.
You told him what he needed to hear. He said it himself. If it were anyone else but you, he wouldn't have listened.
I don't want to be a leader, Elliot.
But you are one. Weren't you the quarterback of your high school football team? That's leading too.
That's different.
And you were king.
I never wanted that. That's what the round table was about, don't you remember? No person who sat there was more important than anyone else. There was no one seated at the head of the table because there wasn't one. We were all equal.
In that moment, yes, we were equal. But we weren't loyal to Camelot, Arthur. We were loyal to you and you alone. You had a crown for a reason. You made us equal.
Do you really think that we can do this? That I can do this?
I never doubted you for a second.
Hey, Al.
Hmm?
I'm glad you're here.
I'm glad you're here, too. I feel like I've been waiting to find you my whole life.
Like Tristan and Isolde?
Very much so. Well, since you've given such good advice tonight, I need your help.
What's shaking, Bacon?
Lynn and I have a bet going on, and she's beaten me.
What kind of bet?
She claims that over the course of our road trip, she can get more Tinder matches than me. Stop laughing! I think it's my profile. Am I holding too many dogs?
Oh, Elliot, you came to the right person. Have you ever heard of a thirst trap?
Friday Night Fights was created by Ashton Laurel, co-written and edited by Hannah Steele, produced by Strummer Steele, and directed by CM Bullock and Hannah Steele. Original music and sound design was by Tyler Ginelli, and art by William Walker. This episode featured Ian Kennedy as Arthur, Ashton Laurel as Elliot, and Charlie Rat Sutton as Lynn, along with Holden Kennedy as Anthony and CM Bullock as Winnie. For more Friday Night Fights content, visit us on Twitter at FKFTweets, Instagram at FKFGrams, Tumblr at Friday Night Fights, and like us on Facebook. Thanks for listening. See you Friday. FKF was not recorded in front of a live studio audience.